It's happened before. It will probably happen again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This time it happened in Aurora, Colorado, Century 16 Theater, Theater Number 9, 20 minutes into the movie. James Wilburn thought the guy in the dark suit might be part of the show.
Personally, I thought it was a special movies effect. Next thing you know, popcorn was flying in the air, drinks.
Jennifer Seeger says the spent bullets fell on her.
I was terrified, so I just dove into the aisle. And then at that point, he started shooting people behind me. And I had bullets that were, you know, on my forehead, burning my forehead. And I just told myself, I need to get out of here.
Here's what Selena Jordan will never forget.
You hear the alarm go off. It said, murder in the theater. Murder in the theater. Murder in the theater. It's crazy that they got an alarm saying that there was a murder in the theater, you know?
And now they all have to deal with a completely normal situation turned into a horror show by one man.
Someone just comes out to, you know, just randomly start shooting people. We don't even know what it was for. It just doesn't make sense at all.
We'll eventually find out who James Holmes is, but he's not a terrorist, we're told, and thousands of other showings were peaceful, so really, we have to start seeing these things as natural disasters. Like an earthquake or a tornado. Powerful weapons have become part of our natural environment. They have special protection. Every adult with a clean record has a right to as many as they can afford. And occasionally, one of them snaps.
In a movie theater, I mean, what really can you say?
Nothing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.